guys, I'm Carell, the host of LTS. LTS is a show that addresses sexual topics and society's influence on sex and relationships. It's all about steamy conversation, health talk, plus bedroom tips, of course. So if you have sexual issues or you just want to spice up your sex life, then join me on my show and let's talk sex.
Welcome to the podcast LTS. I'm still Carell, and this is another episode. I'm super excited to be here. What triggers people to have sex? So I'm not alone. I've got two wonderful people with me. I've got Cypher.
Yeah, what's up, babe?
Hey, yeah, you call me babe.
Yeah, you're babe.
And David, what's up?
I'm alright.
You guys are high, right?
Nah, we are not.
We just finished taking vodka. Stop lying.
Two vodka doesn't mean we're high.
Are you sure?
We're just light, right?
You're
now.
Just light. Yeah. Light on your feet or light in your brain. Like
brain, yeah.
Your brain. When did you have good brain?
What?
Yeah. Nothing. So
he didn't get that.
No mind. I know. So I want to ask you, what attracts you to the opposite sex?
First of all, I'm not even going to lie. What attracts me is, first of all, I give a great deal about the physique of the person. I mean, it's something I like a girl. Big boobs.
You like boobs?
Yeah, I like boobs.
Okay.
And I don't even care what else you don't have. I don't care.
So are you saying that so long as a girl has boobs?
That's what attracts
you. That's what attracts you, yes. First of all, yes. Sexually.
Yes.
To that person. Big
yes.
boobs.
Yes.
Yeah, so have you ever had sex with a girl that doesn't have big boobs?
Actually, not just have sex. I've actually dated somebody that doesn't have big boobs. But within me,
yeah,
I've always known... She doesn't have big boobs. It's always going to be a problem. Because I like boobs. I like the touchy thing. I like touching.
You like touching
yes.
big boobs?
Yes, I like touching big boobs.
Are you serious? So, David, you're awfully quiet.
Well, I was just waiting for him to finish and then I was...
You're his friend.
Yeah.
So, does he like girls with big boobs?
Well...
Do you like girls with big boobs? That's what I want to know.
I like a girl with good physique.
What is good physique?
Well, when you have the hourglass shape.
Oh.
Yes, you know, I am a photographer, so most times I like...
Yeah, he's a photographer.
Yeah, picture skew kind of people. You know, you have to be very picture friendly to me. So I have to, first of all, imagine you in my head and then see how good you are.
That's what attracts you, first of all.
Yes.
That's the first thing. A beautiful shape.
Yeah, but most times, I end up not liking them after just...
Why? Why is that?
Because I personally, I'm not going to be apologetic about this, but I find a lot of these perceived shapy girls or curvy girls, a lot of them are actually very dumb.
Wow, I'm shapy.
No. So... A lot of them.
Hold on. Are you trying to say that beautiful girls are... Every girl is beautiful. But are you trying to say that figure eight girls are dumb?
No. A lot of them.
What percentage? How many people have you been with for you to make such a statement?
I think what he's trying to say is...
They're too vain to intellectually stable.
Apart from that, the fact that they're vain, most times, most girls do think that need to attract guys to them.
Like what?
They forget, they tend to pay more attention to the physical.
Yes.
And forget to work mentally.
Wow.
On themselves. So you understand? And that's why you see most guys, they'll come to you, have big boobs, you have big ass, of course, you're pretty, nice skin.
Yeah.
Cream not cheap, no. You understand?
Cream is not cheap.
That's what they believe. You just get a good cream. They wear this. What's it called?
Waist trainer
and all of that, and they work on their physique. But most times, they forget to work on their brain.
But the thing here is that at first, before you even go to a girl to approach her, before you know if she's sound or even as a girl too, I find that okay, yes, I see some guys from afar and I like them. But when I get to speak with them, I'm like, you guys don't know.
Yeah.
But Junior, but it doesn't still stop me from having sex with them.
Good.
I just do this more. Can we all agree on this?
Yes.
You guys do this a whole lot more than girls do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying you're a boobs guy. Yeah. You're saying you're
shapy.
Is shapy first. Yes. And to you, a lot of girls in your spec are not even intellectually sound,
which now
because you're sapiosexual.
Yes, I am like extremely sapiosexual.
I am sapiosexual.
So
but I feel the boobs clouds your judgment.
No, you
think what I'm trying to say is I find it very difficult to walk up to a girl
who does not
attract me sexually.
First of all,
I don't do that. And that's one. And two, when I talk to you, I don't even care if you're dumb or not. But so long as you can
carry a conversation.
You can express yourself, you can carry out a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I am good. But you meet lots of girls, they are fine, they are shapy, they have this, they have that. So the moment you walk up to them, like, hey girl, what's up? Next thing you hear, maybe she has an Igbo accent or
Yoruba accent. There's nothing wrong with accent.
No, true. No, it's. I think it's the ideology of the social world. You don't. Uh-huh. You don't. As in most time, I cannot. I just.
You personally, you can't.
I can't. I can't. I cannot.
An accent.
Apart from dating, I can actually date that kind of person.
That's an accent.
I just know it's really nowhere.
This attraction that you have, this physical attraction you have, is it short lived or long lasting?
Based on.
Now, what is it based on? Okay. Based on what?
Okay.
This attraction. Because like you said, you like girls that have big breasts. Yeah?
Yes.
That's your attraction. So, it is more than that. It's not the physical now.
That's what attracts me. That's not what keeps me.
So, what keeps you?
Persona.
Persona keeps you.
Yes.
But the truth is that you guys, I don't generalize. D is awfully quiet. I don't know why. But D. Mm. Yeah, D. I'm calling you D.
Yeah, okay. Accept it. Yes, I'm tall D actually.
So yeah, you're
D
tall D.
Not D.
Not D for Dave, but like, tall. Okay, he's tall, we call him tall D and he has a massive dick. How I know that, I'm not saying
it.
I've not seen it. But like, we talk, right? So like, before we started this show, we have like one juicy conversation like that. I had to know some insights.
So
like, legit.
Yes.
You guys can admit to the fact that you don't always have sex with your spec.
No.
So why do you have sex with that person at that moment?
Well, let me come in here. I'll say, judging from a couple of friends that I've kept, like male friends, because I would want to exclude myself from that spec of guys or that group of guys.
Why exclude yourself?
Yes, I would come to that later. But what I'm trying to say is that I have reached a certain level of judgment by looking at or being with my friends, and I've seen them with some girls, and I'm like, my guy, what's up now? Like, yeah, what are you doing with this girl? And man, the next thing you hear is that, I mean, she's a good fuck, man. Like, man, she just does it better than every other person. And that's it, nothing else.
Okay, so you just want to, so you actually just fuck girls out of your spec because you just want to fuck?
Yeah, a lot of us do. I've been with a couple of girls, like, buddies that have made my friends go, wow, why? Because she had this hourglass shape. I'm usually about this hourglass shape, you know. I don't know why, but maybe because I don't have like enough physique. But I just know I have friends that are very, very shapy. And then those are the kind of people that you only find around me. I don't know why. It's quite unfortunate.
You surround yourself with respect.
Yeah. And then I like thick girls, not fat girls.
I think the truth is, I really don't give a shit. Yesterday or day first, my girlfriend said she wants to get a waist trainer. I'm like, why?
Because she wants it.
Yeah, I just wanted to be sure she wasn't doing it because of me. I don't care about how she looks shape wise. She's somebody I'm already dating and I already love her for who she is and who she is. So I don't care if she wants to get a waist trainer or she doesn't want to get a waist trainer. I don't really don't care about that.
You care about the breast. she wanted to use her breasts.
That would be a problem. I need to do it. So we should use it. For what? I know Google at all. Do you understand? I was concerned about her getting the waist trainer. Why would you want to get it? I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. You have big toe. I've never complained that your waist is big. I don't care. Well, you have breasts. Keep the breasts for me.
Oh, okay. Lord.
That's okay for me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Preach on.
And at some point, we've spoken and she's keeping me right now. Mm-hmm. I am okay. So a girl trying to get shape. I'm only saying that because of him saying you want to go there. I'll go out shape.
No, that's his thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I ain't gonna put hourglass shape in my mouth. Hourglass shape is just for people to see. It's for display. It's like adverts.
Really?
People just see. But I mean, I'm going for the good stuff. But and as far as I'm concerned,
African beauty and African woman is endowed. Like the African woman is painted to perfection. You know, God is the perfect artist, as I would say. And when I look at these people, I am satisfied, like, wow, God just finished work for this one body. But the thing is, that is just a fraction of what entices me, because
that's just like your first trigger.
Yes, and most times I'm disappointed. Funny enough, I was going to get to that point where I found out that girls who I have been able to maybe develop a certain kind of feeling for.
Yeah, I was going there.
I have been girls that do not even fit into the spec, because at some point, like this, maybe, okay, I met this chick and personally, I didn't like the way she looked. She was too tomboyish for me.
Okay.
But I just liked talking to her because she could keep a conversation going with me. And one of those days, we sat down, she was like, you think like me? That's what she was telling me. Like, yeah, I think we're going to just keep talking, because. But personally, in my mind, I was like, this one. But I just realized that we kept on talking.
And you had sex, yeah?
No, that's the thing.
Sex is... No, bro. So now that you don't get that shit, but you don't get that...
No. The thing is, I have gotten to a certain level where I would not have sex with someone I do not care about.
All right, well, D, that's good for you. You're very much all right now. However, we need to go. I'm super excited, you guys. Episode. If you have questions, if you have sexual issues you would like for us to address, please feel free to send us a message. You can contact us on social media on IG at Let's Talk Sex Podcast. You can DM us on Twitter at the LTS Podcast. You can send us an email via Let's Talk Sex 0@gmail.com. We'll be back next week.